Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
So for reasons that were not necessarily our own, it's been a while since we had the four band members back together, Ace, Peter, Paul, and Gene. And there were some vacations built in there. There was a lot of sickness. You know, you work at a petri dish like a radio station. One person gets sick, everybody gets sick.
I talked to Scott this morning and I go, I'm just so excited everybody's back and Sam is back.
I am happy to be back.
Everybody's in the same room together. Hello, Dan.
Hello.
Oh,
I had a fantastic week off building my enclosed garden. That's what I did all week.
So proud of you. You're like Bob the Builder.
Thank you. I had neighbors coming over. They're like, are you a carpenter? I was like, nope, don't even know what I'm
Jesus
doing.
Jesus was.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right, Sam.
But it was a good time.
You really used your time off well. You worked. You got stuff done.
Did not do a whole lot of relaxing. Well, yeah, I did on Friday because it started raining, and it's still raining.
Yeah.
Hasn't stopped since Friday.
He's young. It's all right.
It's fine.
Plenty of energy.
And the trees are turning. It's gorgeous. This is the week, man. This is the week if you want to go leaf peeping. I don't know, in a cemetery. I don't know if we'll have time. This is the week that you go do it. The trees are gorgeous.
Right.
Yes, Texline, you're right. They did hire me back.
They hired him back.
Remarkably quick at the firing and rehiring process here at this company.
Rumor was last week that you had been fired.
Every time he goes on vacation, people text in and think he's been fired. I don't know why. He would have to fire himself at this point. He's our boss.
So you have turned into, you need a intervention from Dr. Rick.
I am full-blown Dr. Rick's patient, yes.
I talked to Bill yesterday. A new Dr. Rick commercial dropped over the weekend.
Oh, I didn't see it.
Oh, and you were watching football.
I was off and on. I was napping a lot because when you get mono, I just want to tell everyone this, you are sick for like 2 months. I am 1 month in and I'm still sick.
I thought you were done already.
Sam, I was really good for 3 or 4 days, and then over the weekend, achy, tired, throat, and one of the things I read about mono.
Where does one think one got mono?
Is the sore throat can last for 2 to 3 months.
Have we talked about this, that what you had is mono?
Well, my doctor made the diagnosis about a week and a half ago.
Right.
And what she said was, and this is true, there's nothing we can do for you. Mm-hmm. She said, with mono, you treat the symptoms, try to rest, hang in there.
Yeah, you go home and then they send your homework home for you to fill it out.
Pat on the back.
In school because you have mono.
It's back, I'm telling you guys.
Emphasis on the words homework and school because this is what college kids get.
Well, I got sick immediately following the family
pub crawl in Lawrence.
The family weekend at KU.
Were we drinking out of glasses that were not our own?
No.
Be honest.
No, we were not at highfalutin establishments that have glassware.
Well, you know, things get murky. The plastic cups don't exactly have your name on the side.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, never again. I'm telling you, I'm going to do family weekend next year in a bubble.
No, there is no more family weekend.
Well, I got to go to Manhattan.
No, you don't.
Yeah, you're actually right. I am sidelined. I'm telling
you. We're done.
Especially after this weekend's KUK State game.
Okay, I'm just gonna say it. I don't know who to call we anymore because I have a child at KU and a child at K State. That was a grade A ass whooping. Mm-hmm. They're still scoring. Avery Johnson is still scoring touchdowns.
Nebraska is now bowl eligible. I'll be in Lincoln on Saturday night for their game against Southern California. Looking forward to that.
Did you see all the coaches that got fired in the last couple of weeks?
When you can't win, you get fired.
There was one coach that went 4-0, 4-0 right out of the gate, and then lost three. Fired.
I believe that's called LSU.
I mean, wow.
And Bill Belichick still has a job?
There's a meme going around today with LSU. It's so funny, but it's not funny. It's AI, and it's the coach standing next to Bob Barker. And he goes, and Brian, look what you could win. And then the actual Price is Right doors open, and a U-Haul comes rolling out.
Do you know what they're paying? I believe his name is Sam. You look it up. I think,
football is brutal.
Is it Brian Lane?
It's whatever his name was, it was Brian.
At LSU. Do you know what they're paying him to go, just go away?
Oh, the leaving salaries are higher than the staying salaries.
Would you care to guess what they're paying him to go away?
I don't even want to know.
Is his name Brian Lane?
Brian Kelly.
Kelly. Brian yeah. Kelly. Thank you. To just get away from our program. Mm-hmm. Get your stench off of this program.
How much?
We're in the wrong business.
Yeah, clearly.
$55 million.
To leave.
To just, please, go away.
And by the way, that is the second largest buyout in college football history behind the Texas A&M firing back in 2023 of a guy named Jimbo Fisher.
Jimbo Fisher, who went on to Clemson.
Jimbo?
$76 million to walk away.
How bad do you have to be that they would rather pay you $76 million than keep you around?
A tenth of $1 billion, almost, to please
just go.
Get away from us.
Well, and the crazy thing is that you have boosters that are so bloody rich, and they love these colleges and these teams so much that they are sitting there, like, chomping at the bit to write that check. They're like, please let me give away $76 million to get rid of this guy.
I may or may not know something about paying someone money to go away and get away from me.
Yes.
2 years ago.
Yes.
It happens.
But it wasn't to the tune of $55 million.
It's only 53 and a half.
Who are we watching tonight? Everyone's watching the Chiefs, and then are we just like, are we toggling back and forth? Because I'm into this World Series. I'm here for it. It's tied at 1-1.
So here's what we've done. This game tonight, let's be honest, okay? Between the four of us, this Chiefs game is going to be a turd tonight.
It should be a blowout.
It should.
So T
let's
and I-
knock on some wood real quick.
T and I had a conversation earlier today. We're going with the World Series as number one. And we're bouncing over to the Chiefs game during the commercial breaks in the World Series.
Wow.
And for this reason and this reason alone, the Chiefs game is going to be like the Chiefs game of last week against the Raiders. The Commanders don't have Jaden Daniels. They're toast. What's the over-under tonight? 15?
I think.
The professional predictors are saying 30-20 Chiefs take the victory.
Yeah.
I mean, we have seen in the past when the Chiefs were really, really, really at the top of their game, losing some games that they were really supposed to win.
Well, now they were on. I was watching SportsCenter, Dan. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
No,
they're already talking about Patrick Mahomes getting his third MVP this season.
Yeah, they've got to talk about something.
Do you know what the Commanders do have? Seriously.
No chance?
Uniforms that don't look like a yield sign. What in the Sam Hill were your Steelers wearing yesterday?
Okay. So
because they looked ridiculous.
I understand, and that was a tough loss. Yesterday was throwback day in the NFL. That is, the Steelers are a heritage program. That is what their uniforms used to look like back in the 1940s.
We do not need to throw back to that ever. Well, not even one time.
They do need to throw back those jerseys, throw them back in the trash where they came from.
Yes,
I don't disagree with you. That was the 1940s throwback jersey with the yellow and tan. The yellow and tan?
Yep.
Well, wait, they were wearing pants?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, tan pants.
I couldn't tell.
With I'm aware, Dana. Beans. I saw the game. Do you think I didn't watch?
So funny.
It was bad. We looked like overpriced
And what about A-Rod getting the beatdown from his old home team?
Cross guards is what we look like.
It was a cross between Charlie Brown and a yield sign.
And a cross guard at every elementary school in America.
Yeah.
It was bad.
It was.
I don't dispute it.
And they said, please cross into the end zone another time.
Very funny. Very funny. Hey, in the 3 o'clock hour, Scott didn't even know about this story yet, but I'm obsessed. Obsessed.
By the way, we have an update on the Louvre.
A silly little cockamamie infraction is now all the way up to the Kansas Supreme Court. Can you be pulled over for having a license plate that is perfectly legal? It's up to date. You've paid all your taxes. It's on the correct side of the car, whether it's the front or the back in Kansas and Missouri. You're doing everything right.
Mm-hmm.
But it is slightly askew. Oh, yes, we will bring back the word askew today. It has gone all the way to the Kansas Supreme Court. We'll talk about that at 3.
913-586-7798.
Work versus fun. Know the difference.
My seminars are a great way to connect with young homeowners turning into their parents.
Breaking down cardboard is something you have to do, not something you get to do. Lawn care is not a hobby. I'm not trying to hurt you, just trying to be honest with you.
Watching a neighbor get his tree removed is not a weekend plan.
Hey, let's give it up for that guy.
Progressive can't protect you from becoming your parents, but we can protect your home and auto when you bundle with us.
You're watching TV, not supervising it. Sit down and relax. Lining your kitchen drawer.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, I don't know how to do this one. Normally, I come to you, as Dana does often, with a run, do not walk.
Oh, yes, please. I'm looking for a new one.
This movie is on, I believe it was on Netflix last night. The previews are so good. So good. There is a nuclear crisis in the world. I won't give too much away.
Okay.
This movie looks at the nuclear crisis from three different angles.
Okay.
Does that make sense? So you're basically watching the same 20 to 30 minutes of content three different times from the White House, from the Situation Room,
yeah,
from overseas and, you know, Pacific Command,
yeah,
or whatever, and how each group responds,
sure,
in real time to the very same crisis. It's fascinating. It's called A House of Dynamite.
House of Dynamite.
A House of Dynamite. The only problem with this movie is the ending.
So it was a run, do not walk, but you hated the ending?
Hated the ending.
Hmm.
Let me just say this. The two people who were watching the movie yesterday afternoon both looked at each other at the end and said, and what happens?
It's like the Sopranos ending.
Yes.
Where everyone was so up in arms, like, what?
We're out of writing. Fade to black. We're out of writing.
So it's called A House of Dynamite.
House of Dynamite.
I believe, Sam, double check me on this. I believe it's on Netflix. No major actor that you would ever know, but the acting is really good. And it looks at the same nuclear question from three different angles in real time.
Came out 3 days ago. It's called A House of Dynamite.
A House of Dynamite.
And it is on Netflix.
And it's got some great actors. I love Rebecca Ferguson.
And at the end of the movie, you're going to look at your spouse or your significant other and go...
Let me just read you some of the headlines today from The Independent. A House of Dynamite debuts on Netflix to mixed reactions as viewers fume over the ending. The Pentagon is also reportedly upset.
Why?
Because
they can be?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
All right. Run, do not walk, but just beware that they're writing news stories today about how people are angry over the ending.
It is a great movie. When you get to the end, you will be dissatisfied.
All right, let's get to the story about service in our community. And sadly, the growing number of firefighter deaths attributed to certain types of cancer, notably pancreatic. Listen to this terribly sad story. The Liberty community is preparing to say goodbye to a firefighter remembered for his courage, dedication, and decades of service. Captain Raymond McElwee was with Liberty Fire Scott 26 years. Mm. And sadly, he died last week from pancreatic cancer. His illness was determined to be a line of duty death connected to his years of firefighting service. City officials say his loss is deeply felt across the department and the community he served. The loss of a firefighter is never easy, but the second in just over a year to the same kind of cancer caused by the job we all dedicate our lives to is particularly devastating. Quoting here from Fire Chief Chris Young. Ray was an amazing person, firefighter, and friend, a great reminder to all of us to live life to the fullest every day. Funeral services are Wednesday, and they are working on plans for a procession. So we looked up pancreatic cancer specifically with respect to firefighters. And the Pancreatic Cancer Center of North America writes, cancer is the most dangerous threat to a firefighter's health and safety today.
Why?
Cancer accounted for 75% of in-line-of-duty deaths in 2022. The 1.2 million active firefighters across North America face the harsh reality they are likely to receive a fatal cancer diagnosis because of their service. It is so prevalent with pancreatic cancer that the Pancreatic Cancer Center of North America has an entire page dedicated to the mounting scientific evidence supporting the correlation between fighting fires and pancreatic cancer.
Is it because of the inhalation of smoke?
Carcinogens, isn't it, Sam?
The chemicals that are used. So if the fire requires the foam to put out the fire rather than just water, mm-hmm. that particular foam is full of carcinogens, according to studies.
The World Health Organization has classified the occupation of firefighting the highest hazard category, group one carcinogens to humans. And not only is it the foam that they use to fight the fires, but also the process they use to decontaminate their own personal protection equipment, Scott. You're getting it all over your hands, and then you're getting it in your eyes when you undress and redress, and you're bringing it into the house. It's on your shoes. I've also read that the way we produce, really mass-produce furniture today, the carcinogens that are released when a fire happens in the home are also off the chart.
Because of
toxic.
The furniture.
Furniture, carpet, curtains, the stuff that makes up your house.
Let me just say this real quick. Are we talking about the faux put it together yourself? It's not real wood furniture?
Like all of it. Everything in your house burns more toxic than it did 50 years ago.
It's the fibers that are plastic fibers. It's the glue. It's the fake wood. And did they ever fix the problem with the fire retardant coating that they would put on furniture?
That I don't know, Sam.
Because I remember years ago they were talking about how that was full of carcinogens. And so everybody who was laying on their couch, because your skin is an organ, was literally taking in carcinogens simply by laying on their couch.
Isn't everything a carcinogen? I mean,
when it burns,
you go jogging down the street. You're on a, you know, let's say you live downtown, for example, right? And you're jogging on the sidewalks downtown. All these trucks and cars are driving by.
Yep.
You're literally, Are you not doing your body more harm than good?
You are taking in pure carcinogen in the air, yes.
While you're working out.
Yep. Other contributing factors, by the way, are the diesel fumes.
Diesel exhaust, yep. From the cars.
And then also just the stress that they endure
Riggs.
Through the career.
By the way, the chemical is called PFAS. That is the chemical in the foam that firefighters use. It is a known carcinogen and has other toxic substances inside of it.
So what is the answer here?
Real quick to clarify, PFAS is the overarching category of forever chemicals.
I'm curious, okay. Sam, if you work in this industry, and I have friends who are firefighters, it's one thing to say, well, we sort of knew what we were signing on to. Well, nah, I don't like that answer. Because if you sign on at age 20, like this young man did who lost his life, who's now in his, 50s? Mm-hmm. Do you even know at age 20, like, yes, I'm signing up for this, but if somebody told you you have an explosive risk of carcinogenic cancers, can you even make an informed decision at that point that's something that might strike 30 years from now?
But don't you assume if you sign up for the military or for the police, you're signing up for an inherently dangerous job, right? Bullets kill.
Well, car crashes kill. As well, with respect to police, I think that's the number one.
You're probably right.
Way that they.
But my point is, you are volunteering.
Yeah.
To sign up for an already known to be dangerous job, are you even remotely surprised?
Yep. No.
913-586-7798 913-586-7798 Here on Dana and Parks. I was going to David in Olathe. David, good afternoon. Hello.
Hey, good afternoon. How are you?
We're doing well. Thank you, my friend.
Good. I was a firefighter. I started in 1982 and was a firefighter for the city of Norman, Oklahoma, full-time until 1987. And back then... it was a badge of honor, or, you know, we didn't decontaminate anything. We didn't clean or wash our bunk out gear. Nothing was clean. The dirtier it was, the more that's just a badge of honor. And so that's how we lived, you know. Sometimes you wore your SCBA mask and sometimes you didn't. And so the reality of that is, after I was 21 when I started, and I'm at 50 years old, I was diagnosed with Parkinson's. Oh. I've had Parkinson's for 15 years now, and firefighters are 60% more likely to get Parkinson's, and it's related to the foam you're talking about is AFFF, and we used to play in this stuff because it was safe, what they said.
What do you mean what do you mean you would play in it?
Well, kind of jokingly say that when we were doing training, you know, you're in it, and you're walking in it. It was deemed to be safe. It was not caustic. And so it was, we were carelessly messing with it just as for fun, you know what I mean? And so there is exposure to chemicals, and part of that is, that's the reason, that is the sole reason that they decontaminate. And now a lot of departments have, each firefighter has two sets of bunk out gear, coat,
yes,
pants, everything. And when you come back from a run, if you have time now, they decontaminate the uniform that they're wearing and then they put on the fresh clean one. But some stations are so busy, you don't get that opportunity. But back when I was doing it, and I hate that, you know, back in my day thing, but the reality of it was you were looked at as a wimp or not a man or whatever if you took precautions like that.
All right, man.
And David, I'm so sorry to hear that because we know better now. And maybe they knew back then and shouldn't have been ribbing people for not wearing protective equipment, but we know better now. You know, my grandfather laid the asbestos in the high school system in Topeka where I grew up, okay? They did not know any better when he was laying that to wear
it was a carcinogen.
Protective equipment. And lo and behold, he had the worst COPD later in life. It eventually took his life.
Was he on oxygen at
the
end?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And everybody said it's because he laid all of the asbestos in those schools.
Did he sue?
He was the head of custodial services. He did not. He said nobody knew back then. They didn't know. I didn't know. But we know better today.
Well, you remember back in the 50s, you know, 9 in 10 doctors suggest you use
Camel
filterless.
Light them up.
913-586-7798. Justin in Shawnee. Justin, hello.
Hey, so Dana, to answer your question earlier, like, do you know what we were signing up for back in the day, which sounds weird for me to say because I'm only in my mid-30s. I joined the military when I was 18.
Yeah.
Thinking I knew the risks of everything. Like, whatever. I get shot. I get blown up, whatever. I'm 37 years old, and I'm going to physical therapy to get me to the point where I'm going to have knee surgery for both of my knees to replace both my knees, and I'm only in my 30s. Wow. I'm going to need a spinal effusion at some point. The thing is I'm too young for most of these surgeries, so I have to do physical therapy for however long now to get me to the point age-wise where they will perform the surgeries on me. So my only warning and suggestion is it's not the known knowns, it's the unknown unknowns that'll get you.
Sure.
Like,
well,
treat your body like a 70s amusement park, like it's going to show.
But Justin, what did you do to your body?
What did I do?
Yeah, you were in the military, right?
Yeah, so just general rucking. I dislocated my knees a couple times. There was an accident in Afghanistan where I compressed my spine. I shrank 3/4 of an inch. And just general life. And just like the gentleman from before said, you know, it's a badge of honor, you know, to be dirty. And that's kind of the way it was in the Marine Corps. It's a badge of honor to show like how bad of a deployment you had. Like, oh, yeah, like, well, I was living in this hole for 3 months.
Yeah,
like,
I did
what
this.
Were you doing? Yeah. And so, I mean, it's a literal badge of honor, but I'm in my 30s. It's difficult for me to get up and I have no cartilage in my knees. My spine is compressed. I'm bone on bone. It hurts to play with my kids. And I'm trying to figure out now, because like, that's not something I ever thought of when I was literally a dumb kid, you know, joining the military because that seemed like a better option. But now that I'm in my 30s, it's like, how am I going to explain to my kids as they get a little bit older, like why it's hard for dad to play with them?
Yeah.
And that's something I haven't figured out. So that's my only suggestion to firefighters, cops, military, anything that's very physically demanding. Think about down the road. And I know that's a hard thing to do, but how what you're doing now is going to affect you later on in life and take care of your body.
And Justin, I can't tell you how much I appreciate your service. You know that. You hear that all the time. Your children will understand. I grew up
and
with
I hope that they do.
Let me explain why. I grew up with a father who didn't have a left kneecap because it was blown off in Vietnam. And he didn't get to run around in the yard and play tackle football with us or, you know, smear the queer or whatever. And we understood. It was the sacrifice that he made for us. Your children, Justin, I promise you this, they will understand.
My hope is that they'll understand because I have the ability to impart that on them. That's going to be on me. So I hope that I'm a good enough father that I learn how to explain that to them.
Good for you, Justin.
Right on, man. Hey, great call.
Thank you for the
call.
Don't
be a stranger.
Well, and you mentioned, do you know what you're signing up for? And then you also mentioned how, quote, back in the day, they didn't know better. But now, as they are knowing better, are they making changes to mitigate, right? You now know that that foam is full of carcinogens. You now know that when you walk into a house fire, you are picking up carcinogen after carcinogen from whatever is burning onto that gear that you're then going to go back
Take
and
off.
Clean.
Yep.
Text line, and I don't know if this is true, but They say now at KCFD, it's mandatory to exchange bunker gear and take a shower immediately after each fire. And most stations also have a sauna so that they can go and sweat out the carcinogens during their shift.
Oh, that's actually a good idea. Hmm. But one of the things Justin said that really struck me is that sometimes you are coming back from the scene of a fire and you get called directly to a heart attack call.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, right? You know, as busy as some of those stations are, is it always possible to take off the gear in between and swap out?
But do you need to be wearing that gear the entire time?
I don't know.
I mean, can you not, other than the driver, can you not take that gear off,
throw
it in the back?
And you can't really tell Bob, who's having a heart attack, like, hang on, man. The team's got to go home and shower first.
Correct. You cannot, but you can at least take off that gear, the outer gear that holds the carcinogens, and, you know, put it somewhere else on the truck where it's not near you, right? You don't need that gear to perform CPR.
Right. I hear you.
913-586-7798. Last word goes to Jim in Topeka. Jim, hello.
Hello there.
Hi.
As a volunteer firefighter, we don't have access to a lot of the fancier stuff the full-time firefighters do.
Right.
But what gets drilled into this completely is these now interior fires inside a structure can have all sorts of things that off-gas, meaning that stuff, the flames don't get you, but the vapors of it will. So you've got to be extremely careful of that. So you may be talking about the foam, but there's the rest of the stuff in the inside that building that could get you anyway. So they have up to deal of personal effect, breathing apparatus, all the rest of that stuff, and stress that before you go into it. So things are changing. They might not be changing fast enough, but we're the ones who put the gear on. We're the ones who have to take care of ourselves.
All right, Jim, do appreciate it. 913-586-7798. Go ahead.
I'm sure those masks do a great job filtering the smoke out, but can they get all of those forever chemicals out of the air that they're breathing through those filters?
I have no idea. Sam Stevie the Third, Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll have an update on the Louvre heist.
Yes, please.
Coming up after 3 o'clock. Of course. Why wouldn't we? You remember a couple weeks ago they had the truck and car parade for young Tucker Langford in the Northland. He is a 3-year-old boy fighting for his life. Thousands joined in this parade. His family is now asking. Tucker recently returned home from Children's Mercy Hospital. He's under hospice care. Aww. Now his family says he won't be able to go trick-or-treating because of his fragile condition. He suffers from, and I'm gonna butcher this, and it's my apologies, epidermolysis bullosa.
It's butterfly skin. It's so awful and so sad. And they're getting people together to do the trick or treating.
Right, and he also has a complicated heart condition. So they're asking Kansas Cityans if you would bring Halloween to him instead. Tucker will be on his front porch on Northeast 43rd Terrace in Kansas City on Friday and Saturday nights. Visitors are invited to stop by, drop off some of his favorite candies, M&M's, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. The family says the simple gesture will mean the world to Tucker if you can help out. Again, it's on his front porch on Northeast 43rd Terrace in Kansas City.
The old reverse trick or treat. I like if you it. Have one of those big vehicles that he loves too, I'm sure that would bring him a smile as well. The big lifted Jeeps and trucks and.
Story here from CBS. From the depths of Brazil's Amazon to Indonesia's rainforest, some of the world's most isolated peoples are being squeezed by roads, miners, and drug traffickers, a crisis unfolding far from public view or effective state protection. A new report out by Survival International, a London-based indigenous rights organization, attempts one of the broadest tallies yet, identifying at least 196 uncontacted indigenous groups in 10 countries, primarily in South America. Released Sunday, the report estimates that nearly 65% of indigenous groups face threats from logging, 40% from mining, 20% from agribusiness, and they're saying that half of the uncontacted indigenous groups in the world could be wiped out over the next 10 years.
Wow.
Go ahead and ask.
No. Nope.
I can see the wheels a-turning in your brain.
Nope.
But I must tell them about your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
We've also seen influencers try to infiltrate some of these groups. And
yes, off the coast of India.
Yes. Just leave them alone. Leave them alone.
Hmm.
Those arrows do not stop when they are launched in your direction.
No, they do not.
Mm-mm.
And police have said, authorities have said, we will not come help you.
In fact, nor if you do they. Make it out alive, you will be charged with a crime for trying to go to said island.
If you don't make it out alive, you become dinner.
Well, speaking of crime, can we just do a brief update on an explosive article I read over the weekend on this NBA cheating scandal?
Yes, please.
So, Sam, I know you've read about it, but you were gone. There's the, oops, I'm going to throw an injury and feign that mm-hmm. I'm hurt. And
Terry Rozier.
There's that arm of it with the five mob families. Then there's the private poker game arm of the
Chauncey Billups.
Indictment, which is the Chauncey Billups. And someone came out over the weekend and did an interview. Was it the New York Times or the New York Post? I don't remember. He and his buddies lost $1 million at this private poker game that was in this apartment that everyone's now talking about.
Even though they were allegedly
cheating? No, 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 no. The cheaters were the face cards that were told, you sit here to give credence to the game so we can pull in actual millionaires and scam them out of their money. Okay.
The high rollers.
Yes. So this normal guy that happens to be a millionaire, high roller, says over the weekend on the record with one of these interviews he did, me and three buddies that were all stand-up guys were pulled into this poker game because we were told there would be very high-level celebrity people playing. So it made it, it gave it legitimacy. Does that make sense?
Sure.
It gave it legitimacy. However, he says, the lure used to get us into this poker game where we lost a collective $1 million was not an NBA player. The lure in the game he lost his money was an NFL player.
Oh, here we go.
Here we go.
Legendary tight end.
Yes.
Antonio Gates allegedly was involved in these games. By the way, they have now come out with a statement. They being
from the Chargers?
Yep. They being Antonio Gates' people. From his business manager, Dennis White. Antonio Gates has not been involved, nor has he been accused of any wrongdoing. Yep. Assertions to the contrary are false and without merit. There will be no further comment.
Scott, these guys were high roller poker players. Two things happened that they said seemed off that night, okay? First, the poker game was supposed to be at a public location.
It was not. It was
at
a mansion.
At the last minute, it was changed to this private fancy residence in New York. You mean to tell me at the last minute you could get all of the dealers and all of the cards and all of the equipment, all of that in at the last minute? He said that seemed odd. He said when we got there, after we sat down, we knew. He said they were turning hands that you would not have believed it. Huh. And then he said when we challenged it, it got very aggressive and very scary.
I'm telling you, this,
very quickly.
This sea is deep. This sea is deep.
You're nuts if you think this stops with the NBA.
They have only scratched the surface.
I was going to say, you're nuts if you think this stops with two players, allegedly.
Or two leagues.
Yeah.
Wait till MLB and the NHL gets in. Quick break for the news. Dan Weinbaum has that coming your way in 2 minutes here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.